Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
We will hear from Jared Goff coming up at 12:30. I had a chance to talk to him earlier this morning. Interesting things, getting ready for the game on Thursday, and some thoughts about the game against the Steelers, Christmas, and all that. 12:30 with Jared Goff. 248-539-9797. The telephone number, Bud, is next up here, 97.1. Hey, Bud.
How are you?
I'm all right, Bud. How you doing?
Good. I just wanted to mention that back in last month in November, the Crisis Club had Eddie Murray as a guest speaker. Now, he was in the NFL from 1980 to 2000, and he won Super Bowl 28 with the Dallas Cowboys. So we were peppering him with questions with respect to what it takes to get to the Super Bowl, what it takes to win the Super Bowl.
Yes, the former Lions kicker, for those that don't know. Yes, Eddie Murray.
Right, he was 12 years with the Lions before he went to the Cowboys. So his point was, when you get into this time of the year and you get into the playoffs, the teams with the best talent don't necessarily win. It's the healthy teams that win. The healthier you are in late December, January, going into the playoffs, the better chance you have of making it to the Super Bowl. So I think, you know, if you look back at the last, all of this season and all of 24, with regard to the Lions, they have not been a healthy team, okay? And the healthier teams are the teams that win, according to Eddie Murray. So I just thought I'd share that with your audience.
Yeah, I think it makes sense, and thanks for the call, but it would make sense. The teams that are healthier, I would expect that they're going to do better. And first, it has to start with the quarterbacks. There aren't many teams in NFL history that have gone on to win the Super Bowl with a backup quarterback. It's happened. We've seen it happen with Philadelphia. It happened back of the day with, I think, the Dolphins, I believe, won with Bob Greasy was out back in the 70s. If I'm not mistaken, I think Earl Morrill ended up playing, or it was vice versa. I sometimes get that mistaken. But, yeah, it can happen, but typically you're not going to have much of a chance with a backup quarterback. Fortunately, the Lions quarterback has stayed healthy. But then once that happens, they got to look at your other star players. Your star players have to stay healthy. And for the Lions, the star of the team, you could argue, over the last several years has been the offensive line as a unit. You know, they provide protection for the quarterback, and they open holes in the running game. And this year, it's been more of a struggle. Now, it's not been like every week we're seeing Jared Goff on his back. I don't think that's the case. Jared Goff's had the best season of maybe the best season of his career this year. 32 touchdowns, 5 interceptions. I mean, he's had a phenomenal season.
Not that anyone cares at this point because the Lions aren't doing the best, but he got screwed in the Pro Bowl voting, if you ask me. How is he not over Dak Prescott?
Fan voting?
Yeah, it's got to be, right? Like, because all his numbers are better.
How many Cowboys are in it? I mean, I haven't looked at the list, but I'm going to guess because it's fan voting, you're going to see a lot of Cowboys.
I know they got a few. They might actually have 5, which is like tied with the Lions.
Lions have 5. There's several teams that have 6. But
yeah, 6 is the most by per team, but 5 is the next most. I think the Cowboys might have 5. I know they got Quinnen Williams. Their kicker is really good. He's on there. Dak, of course. Tyler Smith, that's 4. And Pickens. So they got 5 as well.
Yeah, but Dak Prescott over Goff.
This is just a thing. Yeah. I know. I'm not asking
you. And I don't care, you know, who's because it means who's going to win the egg toss. And I just don't really care.
Yeah, I'm not saying I care either. I was just saying for the point of I think he should be ahead of Dak.
Yeah, because he's had a hell of a season. Even though some people only care that he doesn't run well. But injuries are huge because the offensive line hasn't been there to make the running game consistent enough. And the running game is consistently good. This team would have 4 more wins, but it hasn't been. It's been up and down. It's been up and down. And the schedule's been tougher this year than it was last year. So even though the injuries are kind of similar to what they went through last year, the schedule got a lot tougher this year for them. And the division got a lot tougher, which makes the schedule even tougher. And instead of owning the division, right now they're 1-3 in the division with 2 division games left. So I think that's another way to look at it. But yeah, teams healthy going into the playoffs, those are typically teams that are going to win. So I agree, I guess, with what Eddie Murray had to say. Ryan is next up at 97 on the ticket. Hey, Ryan, how are you?
How's it going, guys? Hey, I just wanted to make a point. I think losing Jonah Jackson hurt the Lions a lot more than people think. I've been watching Jonah Jackson. He is a monster, man. He moves guys off the ball every single play, it seems like. And also, Anzalone, man, he's got to go.
Anzalone?
I think Anzalone has taken a major step back since last year. And to tell you the truth, I don't even think he was that good last year.
Huh.
It seems like every time he's like slow to fill gaps. He's not that good in coverage. And I just think it's time to move on from Anzalone. But I just wanted to make that point, guys. I think that losing Jonah Jackson has really hurt the Lions more than people think. You know, I know Ragnow, of course, but they just get beat like every play at the line of scrimmage. They get bullied. It's not like last year where they were bullying people, you know.
I guess to me, it feels like it's, and thanks for the call, it feels like it's been a while since Jonah Jackson has been here. And the Lions offensive line has been okay. This year, they're not. And they could use an upgrade at the guard position, certainly the center position, and they're going to have to look at possibly replacing a left tackle. Do they have that in-house? Is it just simply inexperience with these guys? It's possible, and that's going to be the biggest question that this team is going to have to ask themselves when it gets to the offseason. Are the fixes to the offensive line simply in-house? All the guys that are hurt right now, you know, do they have a chance to make an impact? Or is it time to say, okay, we're going to go into free agency, we're going to identify who the top center is in free agency, go get him, and then go out and get the next top offensive lineman, whether it's a guard or a tackle. And then do you draft one in the first round? A lot of questions are going to have to ask themselves in the offseason, but I think a lot of it is dependent on their own evaluations on what they have with guys that they haven't really seen. That's the tough part, because they haven't seen these guys. You know, when you look at it, you haven't seen enough of Kobe Soristal to say whether or not he's good, or Miles Frazier to know if he's good enough. Do they have enough of a sample size of Christian Mahogany? All these guys are injured reserve. Jamarco Jones and Giovanni Manu are other guys that are on, you know, injured reserve. There's a lot. It's a lot that goes into it. We'll hear from Jared Goff next on 97.1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.